You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We wanted to talk about some of the other economic issues out there. Plus, it's the weekend, so let's have brunch. We are out having brunch at the Cornerstone Tavern on 2nd Avenue in New York, and I am joined by Zach Bissonette, who's the author of Good Advice from Bad People, and Stacey Vanek-Smith, senior reporter for Marketplace. Hello to you both.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hey.
I was in a bookstore this weekend, and there was an actual table that had a sign on it that said Hachette Books, you know, by this publisher who right now you cannot get their stuff on Kindle or on Amazon. These companies are ratcheting up this sort of internal marketing war and using almost these exclusionary practices as business, as marketing.
I think my sense from having followed it in the media is that Amazon thought that writers and sort of the public would put pressure on the publisher to go to Amazon and make a deal. That has not happened at all. I mean, I think 100% of people view Amazon as the villain in this.
I guess it all comes down to the bottom line. And if they start to see that they're really losing money or investors lose confidence in them, that's probably a bigger deal than what you or I or someone who's shopping for books ends up thinking. Stacey, you play Candy Crush?
I am a recovering Candy Crushaholic, I guess. I had to delete the app from my phone. It's no longer on my phone.
But wait, they're like a real live big company now.
They went public. Yeah. Yeah, live is in dispute right now, maybe.
How do they make money?
So this is how they make money. It's called the freemium model, and this is
free, like a joining free and premium together?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Joining free and premium together. And this basically has taken over the entire app market. The way it works is that the app itself is free. You get to a certain level and you have to pay to continue. And by the time, I can tell you from experience, you are at the point where they ask you to pay to continue, you are just so gone. You are so hooked that the 99 cents seems like the lesser of two evils.
It's like to get to level whatever.
I think it, from what I recall, it was level 35 to level 36. And I played level 35 for something like 5 weeks, and then I finally cracked.
Have you played this thing?
I have not. I actually have. What I've heard about it, because the Kardashians have a similar app. Have you heard of this?
Where the Kardashian game.
The goal is to become like Kim Kardashian.
Well, and in fact, I think Candy Crush King Entertainment, which posted its earnings, and its stock fell by something like 25%. And they blamed the Kardashian game. And in fact, I think what they said in their earnings call, the CEO was like, well, we shouldn't worry. Mobile gaming's still big. Look, everybody's signing up for the Kardashian game. They are no longer signing up for Candy Crush. However, this is still a viable business.
All right, Zach, I want to know, what is the one weirdest or most fascinating economic story you have been sucked in by this week?
The one that's been annoying me and actually led me into a Twitter battle against my better judgment is that every media outlet has been citing CelebrityNetWorth.com with their estimate of Robin Williams' net worth being $50 million. There is no way to know the net worth of Robin Williams.
Why does it get you so worked up?
I think partly because it's bad journalism, and I think it's just sloppy and it's relying on an unreliable source. You have to keep in mind that you really don't know what anyone's financial life is like your friends, celebrities, anyone. This thing can look one way and be completely different. People are just way too credulous about believing figures about how people are doing financially when you don't know.
What about you, Stace? Any stories that really caught your eye this week?
It has to do with Axe body spray.
Yes.
So you know their ad campaign where the guy sprays Axe body spray on himself, and I mean, I think there was one where, like, women were in string bikinis, like, running through the jungle.
Desperate to get to him?
Yes. Well, these ads have worked like crazy. I mean, Axe totally dominates the body spray market. I'm sorry. This is coming back to Axe, and now they sort of feel, like, apparently vulnerable to being accused of false advertising. So they are changing their ad campaigns to be less of the sort of you will be a woman magnet. In fact, the tagline for Axe used to be, it will help you with women. But they are sort of backing off of that now, and they're changing their advertising tactic, which I kind of think is sweetly ethical. I also like that they've decided to do that instead of actually changing the way it smells.
I just love the idea that anyone you know, would be concerned, you know, like with vetting the product claim that a $5 body spray, is it an aphrodisiac or isn't it? Like that would be like a serious, like, you know, well, our studies show that it might not actually cause all the women to just, you know, run to you.
Some poor 14-year-old kid in like Pittsburgh is like, you know, I think I might sue.
He should sue. He should sue them and Candy Crush.
Zach Bissonette, Stacey Vanek-Smith, thank you to you both.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks so much.